Let's get straight to our guest here, Cassie Smedley with the RNC on Twitter at CM Smedley. And we love having you on here, fellow Missourian. And we're talking about the Democratic Party and who's at the helm. And Tom Perez is driving the Democratic Party in a direction that some of the Democrats aren't even happy with. Cassie, what are your thoughts on this?
Hi, Annie. Great to be with you. So there was a piece that ran today in The Week, which is no friend to conservatives, and certainly the reporter who wrote it is not a friend to conservatives, not really even a friend to Democrats per se, as this piece shows, but really he's kind of on the socialist line.
Yeah.
And he just rips apart Tom Perez and further exposes this rift and identity crisis in the Democrat Party. And he's going so far as to say, if the Democrats have a good year in this November, it will be no thanks to the DNC. And this really is all stemming from recently, the DNC reversed their ban on accepting donations from fossil fuel companies. They had some bizarre spin on, oh, this is really for the workers. But what this Ryan Cooper, this reporter, wrote in the piece is he said, no, you basically went to enemy number one. And mm-hmm. So you can, on the one hand, say Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the future of the Democrat Party, and on the other hand, cozy up to fossil fuel companies. It's just further, I think we've talked a lot about how they're just kind of a mess, and they can't figure out what the future looks like for them. And this did not help them today.
You know, you talk about taking money from these fossil fuel corporations. Let's talk for a second about the coffers of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party and where their money is coming from and some of their expenditures, like paying the Hillary campaign to access their data. When you just look at the financial health of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, there's a pretty opposite dichotomy there.
That's right. I mean, at the RNC, we have over five times the amount of cash on hand as the DNC. And then when you count in the DNC's debt, of which we have none, that number really goes up. And overall, between all of the parties, when you compare it, the Republicans have a cash advantage. But one thing that is really, really hard for Democrats to stomach and swallow, and especially the progressive socialists like the Bernie Sanders of the world, is that the RNC and Republicans are winning the small dollar donor fundraising game. So those are folks that give $200 or less. And in fact, the average donation for our small dollar donors is just $30. And we've seen an influx of hundreds of thousands of new small dollar donors since President Trump took office. And we've really worked hard over here at the RNC to welcome them and mm-hmm. to make sure that we're speaking directly to them and with them as often as possible, because we want them to know that all that support they feel for the president is in good hands here at the Republican Party, and you cannot say that over at the Democrat Party.
You know, and that small donor used to be the champion of the Democratic Party. There were a lot of people who would give the $20 or whatever they could afford to the Democratic Party because they believed it was in their best interest to do that. Are people not donating anymore, or are they just not trusting the Democratic Party, the DNC, and Tom Perez with their dollars?
Well, and to be totally fair in this conversation, folks, to your latter point, they're not trusting Tom Perez and the DNC with their money. They're still donating to individual candidates, so you have to take that into consideration that you've got a lot of Democrat candidates that are well-funded. The problem is they're well-funded and they're having to fund their entire campaign and campaign infrastructure. Not the case over here, something you and I have talked about before. On the Republican side, we want our candidates to spend those hard-earned donations and those donations from dedicated supporters on getting out the vote, making those phone calls, knocking on those doors, going up on television. And then the RNC will give you access to our data, which is the best in the business, and you've got a built-in ground infrastructure of we have more than 500 staffers on the ground in 27 states, tens of thousands of volunteers, and we're going to help push those people in your direction so that you don't have to spend precious money on finding an email list, which is what Democrat candidates are having to do because there's no infrastructure and no money to build one at the DNC.
We're speaking with Cassie Smedley, who is a spokesperson for the RNC. And, you know, as I have enjoyed watching this Trump administration reap some great success over the first 2 years of his administration, the Republican Party has been making an effort, in my opinion, a solid effort at trying to make the tent bigger, welcome more people, less strict on what the qualifications are or are perceived to be a part of the Republican Party. And I'm reading this article entitled The Treachery of Tom Perez, written by Ryan Cooper, featured in The Week. And one line struck me because the big question that we have right now is the future of the Democratic Party. And this line from the article is, it all goes to show how useless political centrism tends to be for dealing with really severe problems. And he's referring to climate change when he talks about that. And he says, quite often the middle of the political spectrum is not the place to find sensible, realistic solutions. So with that in mind, what do these Democrats want out of their Democratic Party?
Well, isn't that just incredible that he's basically saying we don't want cooler heads or pragmatic people? That's not where we're going to get good solutions. That's where you get watered down solutions to what we really want, which, to your point, he was talking about cap and trade, which is the bill from 2009-2010, which was horrific for our industries, but not strong enough for these progressive socialists who are masking around as Democrats. So, are masquerading around as Democrats. So what you're seeing here is this continual drumbeat from these progressive socialists to take the most extreme viewpoint. It's not just fix problems with ICE, it's abolish ICE. It's not just fix issues with our immigration system, it's open borders. It's not just let's have a sensible plan to discuss pollution or have a real honest conversation about how our climate is changing in the world. It's let's go to the most aggressive position, ban any donations or even conversations with people in fossil fuel companies, all of that stuff. So it's just another example of Democrats trying to moderate themselves to average Americans, because I think this country is still a centrist country. But yet in reality, they are having trouble not showing their true colors, which are these kind of extremist far left viewpoints. And it's problematic. And two, one of your earlier points in this question, one thing that we saw with President Trump is he brought in a lot of folks who were crossing the aisle to vote for him or folks who had not been engaged in the political process in quite some time, if ever. And we wanted to go to these folks and really make an honest effort to invest in a relationship with them and to say, we're glad you're here. We're glad you love the president and love what you're seeing from the president's agenda, and we want to keep you around. So that's creating a bigger tent in the sense of we're, you know, it used to be that blue-collar workers and union workers, that was the Democrat Party's stronghold. Not so much. They're coming to the Republican Party. And you're seeing folks from the mainstream media will never tell you this, but we're creating wonderful relationships with folks from all sorts of different communities all across the country and in places that Republicans haven't been in a long time, because you're seeing these pockets of hope for what our president is doing. And we want to make sure they know that they're being looked out for, not just by our president, but also in this party. There is a home for them there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last question for you before we let you go here. Yesterday, we had on Brandon Straka, who is the founder of that Walk Away movement. He's got a really compelling message. He's certainly a non-traditional Republican, but so is President Trump. President Trump is a non-traditional Republican politician, and he's leading this party in a non-traditional way. And one of the questions that I asked Brandon Straka, who founded that Walk Away movement, which is available on our podcast at radio.com, is how is the GOP doing at welcoming in these walk awayers? How is the GOP embracing these new Republicans into the party? And he says that they're doing a good job, but they could do better. What's your answer to that? The people who are wanting to walk away from this Democratic Party, what is your response to those people who are looking at the Republican Party for the first time?
Well, it's certainly, I think you look to the president's message where he's saying, give me a chance, and you're seeing a lot of folks giving him a chance. But also, the president, is with his America First policy, Democrats like to demonize that, but really what he's saying is, I'm looking at you first. If we've got longstanding policies that we continue to abide by just because it's the way it's always been done, even though it's to the detriment of American citizens, let's revisit it. I'm not so beholden to this policy because, hey, look, I'm new here too. And that's having a real impact. And I'm thinking in particular on trade. I think we are all pro free and fair trade, but he's saying, look, we've been getting the raw end of the deal. And a lot of you all have been the ones impacted by this negatively. So let's take another look at this and let's get us a fair deal. And I think that that's really refreshing, just generally speaking, and certainly to folks who have felt for a long time that the Democrat Party was not standing up for them. And see that there's a new opportunity to get someone who's really standing up for you and cares for you and your family and the well-being of our communities in President Trump. And certainly the Republican Party as a whole has embraced that message as well.
Yeah, I think you're right. Cassie Smedley with the RNC at CM Smedley on Twitter. We appreciate you as always. Thank you so much for giving us some time.
It's always great to be with you. Thanks a lot, Annie.
You too. Bye-bye, Cassie.